due to my previous, perhaps, good deeds, I came in connection with our Guru Maharaj at a role place. Guru Maharaj is coming through the perceptual channel from Supreme Lord. His outside appearance is also like all men persons. In wooden sandal, he cannot get it from the shop by the size of his feet. He has to give special order. There is some speciality. And his way of speaking and his ideal life and his affection, it cannot be imagined. I committed so much offense, but he tolerated. Rescue all, which ordinary person can do badly. But I saw myself when Gurudev was here. He was dictating and I was writing letters. At that time, one ordinary devotee, means ascetic devotee. At that time, he became ascetic. Ascetic means Brahmacharya. And he came from the south. And he learned many hymns written by Srinath Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Varjan by the heart. And also, he had other qualities. He could cook, he could serve, many other qualities. He could sing, and he could play on mridanga, everything. But one defect was when he became angry, he could do anything. He became undressed. That is the defect. All the Vaishnavas, they came to Sri. He should not be allowed to stay in the world. Otherwise, something will happen. And the prestige of the mort will be destroyed. It is our submission, humble submission. We asked him to go back with us. I was there. The Guru Maharaj said, after millions of births, one conditioned soul has come here by his previous good deeds, perhaps. How can I say go back? Because their family is anti-devotional. In that atmosphere, if I send him, all qualities will become. Knowing that, how can I say, go back? It is my request. Tolerate. I shall give warning. And his name was Dinasar Vyas. And give warning. Let him give me some chance to rectify. I am not so impatient. Patience should be necessary. Then you go, I shall speak to Dinasaran Das. Then Guru Maharaj said, you see, three are the doors of destruction: kaam, krodh, lobh. desire for enjoyment, calm, lustful desires. When there is some obstacle fulfilling the desires, then from that this wrath, indignation originates. And by that one can do such sins which you cannot imagine, which will go beyond all. Kaam, krodh, lobh, tibidal, narapashri, gantaram, nashma. Kaam, krodh, lobh, lobh, tasmai, tatraim, tadet, in Gita, Krishna says. You have come for worship of Krishna. And you have got this human birth. For creating us species. And God has given you this distributive power. And you are misusing. After this, again you will be born as a human being. There is no guarantee. Why you are misusing this? You should worship. You have got so much qualities. In a short time, you have got by heart many poems, many kirtan, hymns. And they are doing very nicely. You can perform kirtan, you can perform mridanga, playing on mridanga, all these things are very qualified. You can also cook, you can also distribute prasad. You are very energetic, everything is good. But your indignation, this anger, give up this. Then he said, I know my defect, but when I become upset, then I could not check my passion of anger. At that time, after doing something, then I repent. This is my defect. I shall try. Give me some chance, I shall try. All right. Guru must say 1 hour, not 5 minutes. And by giving different illustration, I was there. And he accepted. And Guru Maharaj told others, don't be impatient. The conditioned soul, after passing through lakhs of lakhs, this is numerous births, has come to be in contact with the Shabbos, which will give us a chance. If I send back to his previous life, the old quality will be destroyed. It will be good. Should have tolerance. You are also sadhus. Sadhus have got the qualification of tolerance, forgiveness in this way. All right. And next, what happened? In Sarvo, you have not gone to Asar. Sarvo, the motto is established by our Param Gurudev. Devavar Gurudev. You say Gurudev. Grand Gurudev. What do you say? He is the founder of all Chaitanya, what Guru Mata. It's called whatever you say. Original founder. He established that. At Sarva. And Sarvabh, he was sent for to serve. And he went there, somebody said something, he became upset. And with one big knife, sharp knife, we say, katari, what is that?
Not axe, but like that, it's a small sword.
Dagger. What do you say? Knife, big knife.
Dagger.
And not dagger.
Usually cutting trees and machete.
Yeah, machete.
For lopping branches of trees.
Yes, machete.
And with that, he cut a big tree from. Then all were frightened. What is this? Tree? Out of anger? He might have killed some inverts in the bot. And they again devote this to Arjuna. He should not be kept in the bot. He has done this mischief. And we are afraid of it. He should be sent back. Then he came here again and he asked, you, yes, at that time I became unbalanced and I did not cut a human being, I cut a tree. I remember you. You have asked me to control the passion. So I try to control without cutting any human being or any beast, I cut tree. But this you should not do. This is also not good. If I had to remain in the mort, you should give up this. This sort of anger will not help you in the spiritual amelioration. What for you have come here? And he spoke to him at length, tried to change his mind. But he said, I always try to, so that I not become angry. So I try my utmost. But what can I do? And I became upset, unbalanced. I shall try my best in this. Then Guru Maharaj again propitiated other reporters, other Vaishnavas, and let him give me another chance. But there was a talk amongst them. Their Gurudev is supporting a person who do sinful acts, a criminal type of person, and Gurudev is supporting. That words came to the ear of Gurudev. Was not speaking to him to support his evil mentality, sinful mentality, but to rectify, but to deliver that person with utmost, not for supporting this, because whatever he spoke, very strongly spoke, and should rectify. But they are thinking like this. They are all thinking like this. Then Guru Maharaj called him. All the Vaishnavas did not want you. You should remain in the pot. So I am giving you, I am asking you, go back to your house. But don't mix with them. All the rules and regulations, whatever, you have to observe and give up all interdevotional practices. You should give up whatever qualities you have got. And Guru Maharaj was weeping, tears were ordinary conditions, ordinary village, and weeping, and we had not a drop of water by turning me out of money. But he was weeping. You see, think, what is the difference? What is the difference? Gulf of difference. Because grace incarnate form of Supreme Lord, we can know through this how Supreme Lord is gracious. They are misusing their own native independence. But Supreme Lord has got affection for all jivas. Affection for all jivas. Without any discrimination. But we are determined to do whatever we like. We do not want to serve Krishna. We want enjoyment of this world. We want to have sense gratification, all these things. For that reason, their sons and daughters of Supreme Lord, Supreme has got some weakness, then I had to create all this universe, I had to create so many species, they cannot enjoy me. He went, because they desired, and I have seen, it is not so easy, I have seen one Swamiji, he took sannyas, and one Maharaj, his name was also one Maharaj, and very sincere, so he had been to Agartala, and he was a family person, and he had several sons and children, and he renounced. And he was hearing, they are all right. But when he came to learn that some of his sons are in very great difficulty and they are in trouble to his father, and by hearing that, he mentally became upset. He renounced, and he could not go now sannyas back. And when, as long as he heard that they were all right, then there is no difficulty. When they were in difficulty, he was mentally disturbed. Ultimately, he became mad. By this, you should understand, even parents have got some weakness for their children. Weakness. As long as they will hear they are all right, there will be no difficulty. And this is our Lord's desire. Otherwise children will be, how they will be reared up. The parents have got that affection. Impossible for them. And God has given this, the nature everywhere. And we saw him quite normal. And when news are coming to him, there, and there is great difficulty, they are suffering so much. And hearing, became upset. It is not so easy with what we think. Like that Supreme Lord, the Father of all the living beings, he has got some weakness. When a little boy wants something which is prohibited, but repeatedly, their parents sometimes or little. Out of weakness, affection. Affection is blind. Affection is blind. You understand me? I know. I in my boyhood, I posed to show others that I am meditating. At that time, I was perhaps 10 years of age. 10 years of age, 9 years of age. As a sitting, performing penance for hours together. There is something unusual, but I was only by closing out eyes. I am not thinking about the Lord, but I am showing that I am. Our revered father was moving, and afterwards he thought he is perhaps in trance and he will leave his body. Then he caught hold of me and raised me and put me on the bed. Because out of affection. He did it out of affection. Isn't that it? I saw it. But I only show both. No, I am not meditating by showing. And by that he feared perhaps something would be happen. This natural weakness, parents in this world we find, those who have got some interest with the children, not the desireless love, but Supreme Lord has got no desire for anything that they should give to him. Natural love for all children. So when they repeatedly want, I want to enjoy, then he has to create so much space. How you enter into it and after that he give this birth of heaven. But now we think whether you want to enjoy this world or come to me. I have given you this mighty power. For that reason, when Gurudev had been to our place and I came in contact with him and he is grace incarnate power. And if we submit to him, he has got love not for individual persons, some persons and not other persons. I have never seen. When he was in the mart, in Brajamandala Parikrama, so many persons are coming. We are thinking of our own interests. We used to stay in the tents. You will find in Western countries, they have got ready-made tents. What is the ready-made tent? They used to accommodate persons in ready-made tents outside the house. What is that? Tents, small, with surroundings, everything, nothing. No insect can enter into it. What is that tent? Yes, you use there in your house.
Tent?
Outside, yes. They used to stay under
yes.
That tent.
Yes, the tent. Just the tent.
There's a system in there.
Yeah.
Ready-made tent as available
yeah,
there.
Put it, yeah, it collapses. Right.
Tent.
It's like a sleeping bag, but in India we have to make
it. You have to make it.
Make
yeah,
it.
No, in Europe you just. And it's ready to go.
We used to stay within that during Brajamandala Parikrama. At that time, not in the houses, in the forest. But at that time, sometimes we could not get accommodation even there. We used to stay outside. When it is hot, when it is cold, outside. For penance, we have come to go. In spite of that, they are not thinking about this because their attention is there for Krishna, Krishna's service. They have come and our Guru Bhargava They are taking all kinds of pains to give, to direct our attention towards Krishna and Krishna's pastimes we are seeing. So we are happy. Although outside there are so many difficulties. No actual tent or actual house to stay. Under the tree sometimes. Under outside the tent we are there. Yet we do not care for this. Because at the back the devotees are there and their attention, all attention is to see the glories the places of the times of Krishna and his personal associates, all these things. And we are always hearing Harikatha. When we hear Harikatha, then we forget. Even Ambarish Maharaj, in his life you will find, he introduced Harikatha in his whole world. And nobody on this earth, they had the desire to go to heaven. He has not given any license to them to enjoy this world for the fulfillment of their passions, etc. No. He restricted that. But he introduced Harikatha. And by hearing Harikatha, they are got no aptitude. No aptitude. And they are happy. Without getting all these comforts of this world, which you want. Without. You will find in Abhishma's life, he did not give impetus for enjoyment of worldly things. He did not give that. He only introduced Harikatha to pure devotees. And by hearing that, they became indifferent to this worldly comforts. And they are thinking the same. Now, which we started, that Harikatha is descending through perceptual channel, as Supreme Lord has said, Kananarashtra Praya Vaniyam Veda Sangita Mayadu Brahmane Prakta Dharmadishram Madatmaka. Which subject we started, but we could not finish. When in course of time, there universal dissolution, everything is destroyed and even it's, then the Supreme Lord again starts by even started creation. First Brahma was created. First he created Brahma. Brahma came out of the lotus navel of Vishnu. First. And afterwards, and Brahma, he gave the divine knowledge to Brahma. This is the succession. The knowledge is descending through succession, through perceptual channel, through succession, from Supreme Lord. When first creation started, then Brahma originated from the Mumbai level, and I gave the divine knowledge to Brahma. And Brahma, after getting it, he performed penance and he became well established in this, and he expanded this to Shambhu Manu. There in Mundaka Upanishad, Atharva, eldest son, but in Bhagavad it is said Shambhu Manu. Shambhu Manu, and after Shambhu Manu, Shapta Brahmasi, Marichi, Gulastha Kulaha, Atri Vasishta. They are originated from the mind of Brahma. And Bhrigu, etc. And all these human beings, and demons, and all classes of demigods, Jakha, Rakha, Kinnar, Nag, Dhrudni, Gandharva, they are also a class of demigods. They are warriors and they are singers. Kandarbha. All this, this knowledge has been infused by, we've been given to them. This divine knowledge, divine method by which they can get me. They can get me. Sarva Bhuta means the way by which they can get me. That is only pure devotion. What I have given, as for example, you will find in the Gita already you have heard, Vishwarmaya Hoya Vidya Vedanta Krit Ved Vidivacham. The Vedas have substantiated me, and Vedas have shown the path to get me. The rays of the sun is coming. The rays of the light of the sun is showing the sun primarily, and simultaneously showing other things. Not illuminating other things, sun is rising. Sun has risen to show himself, and simultaneously he is showing also other things. Like that, the Supreme Lord, Vedas has come from Supreme Lord, and Vedas is substantiating Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is a person. Sometimes one of our God brother, he had some sort of previously he was in contact with Mayabadi, and they used to say these all these forms, they are temporary, ultimate reality is formless, it is no formless, impersonal. That sort of mentality was there, but by seeing Gurudev he was attracted and he took mantra, but he could not fully accept the devotional rules and regulations. Could not fully accept because of his previous connection. And he used to stay in my room. Then I had some discussion. He was always thinking, yes, and ultimately we shall have to go to formless and that impersonal Brahma, Shoham, Ham Brahmasmi. All this procedure is there. Those who are not unable to think formless Brahma, they accept some form and they concentrate and ultimately they, in this way. And I was trying to explain it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Achintya Vedavet Siddhanta. Inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. But he was not accepting. I always say there is no form. Then I say, you are speaking to me, you are giving me knowledge. In form or formless, whatever you are saying to me, in form or in formless, without form. You are speaking in form, and you are getting knowledge from your Gurudev, and that is also form. Give me some instance that somebody has got the knowledge from a formless. Then I shall believe. Give me some. If all these forms, Arjuna has got knowledge from Krishna, Krishna has got form, Vedavyasuni has got form, Sukadeva Goswami form, imparting the knowledge to Parikrit Maharaj. Whatever you will find there in the scriptures, in Chandogya Upanishad and others, you will find some rishis are giving that. There is no proof. If you think that ultimate reality is formless, then formless you have to show the ultimate reality is formless. In formless he has come and has given. That form is transcendental spiritual form. If ultimately has got no form, there cannot be any forms in this world. Nothing cannot be cause of something. These forms are transformable. These forms are changing. But Supreme Lord has got eternal spiritual form. If you got no belief in Supreme Lord, how will you get the knowledge? Knowledge he is imparting to Brahma, not to any impersonal formless person, to Brahma. Sampradaya Vinaya Mantrasta Nishpalamata. You will find in Padma Purana. If there is no perceptual channel, then mantra will be futile. There are four sampradayas, Sri Brahma Rudra Sharaka. Sampradaya, they are coming. And all of them have got the forms. If we do not accept them, then everything will be, all knowledge will be, you are discarding all knowledge. It is descending. Supreme Lord has got form, there is infinite form. That form, within that form, he has got infinite power. He seems to be in form, but it is not limited, unlimited form. Infinite form within that. But that reason, Jarada Mata could not fasten his boy, child, with the rope, and he is extending it. He is not unable. Why? Because in the form he is infinite. We are seeing in the form. But he is infinite. He is the cause of all causes. It's because of Brahma Paramatma, everything. From him everything is coming. So he has got form, he has given this knowledge to Brahma. But this knowledge has been instilled or infused or given to or spread over to the all these living things in the world who has got various variety of multifarious natures. Multifarious. Bhavastisham prakritiyat rajahattatamabhuva. The knowledge is descending, but they are descending to the from Supreme Lord. But the knowledge is descending to the persons who are conditioned souls. In some you will find Saptagun is predominating, Rajagun, Rajastamagun, Tamagun, they are different, multifarious natures. And they are understanding in their own way. And by understanding, they are giving the notion to his own person, who is his own disciples. They have got also different characteristics, different nature. They also have understood the knowledge in a different way, and they are again giving this knowledge to their own persons. In this way, that which is not actually the instruction of Supreme Lord, Shuddha Bhakti, is has been distorted, and they are speaking about all these karma, gyan, yoga, etc. By their nature, they are doing, they are infusing, and ultimately, just the opposite, I want to give, just the opposite of it, is being spread over in this world. This is heretic, heresy, godless, villainous, what do you say? There is the villainous, just the opposite of the instruction of the Vedas. Evam pavidya vajitrat vidyate mataranya. In this world, they have been enveloped by the illusory energy of Supreme Lord, three primal qualities, sattva, tamagun, and they have got variety of multifarious natures. They have understood in different way, and they are giving it to their own person in this way. Anti-devotional, anti-Vedic, things or anti-Vedic knowledge, material knowledge is infused towards them and they become godless. They become or a heretic. Just as for example, Vishwan Chakravarti has given one instance. As for example, the Ganges is flowing. Ganges is flowing from the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Ganges is pure. Pure water. But by the side of the Ganges, there are so many trees. So many trees. And mango tree is there. Mango tree is giving, is sucking the water of the Ganges. Pure water. Giving sweet food. But the another tree, tamarind trees, or what is that? Imli?
Tamarind.
Giving sour food, but sucking the same water of the Ganges. And the margosa tree also sucking the, giving bitter. And there is another tree, poisonous tree. A poisonous tree, it will give poisonous fruit. By eating that, one person can die. That poisonous tree also is sucking the same water, pure water. But according to their characteristics and different nature, they are giving food to them. So pure devotion, pure Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion, when there be any other desire, then they cannot get me. Because I am absolute, there is nothing more than me, equal to me. Without my desire, nobody can get me. So that fulfillment of my desire is called Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti is my teaching. But those who are accepting it, they are thinking it in a different way and they are preaching. And your question to all these saints, those who are showing different paths on the basis of the Vedas, these Kapila Muni, Patanjali Rishi, Gautama Rishi, etc. Whether alternatively all are best or anything is foremost, this question is futile. There's got no value because I am the absolute good. When they are not getting me, these paths are not for eternal welfare of people. All these paths, karma, gyan, yoga, these are not giving us contact with Supreme Lord, who is absolute good. So when there is no goodness in that, everything he has rejected. All these paths are not, your question is a wrong question. No path is good for anybody. All these paths are empty devotional and they will take to me and I am absolute Bhagavan, Mangalam Bhagavan, Vishnu Mangalam Madhusudan. So, this path, your question is a useless question. In this way, then, what is this?
There is more than 45.
More than?
45 minutes. We are giving only 30 minutes. And I say to 50 minutes.
कुलपतित पावन गुरु महाराज की जय, वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे। Hare Rama.